Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'll write your name.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
I want no part of this story, Salt.
No, you have to.
I can't participate.
With the good comes the bad. We finally have dirt on Mr. Rogers.
This is horrifying.
Look, the LA Times did an interview with Mr. Rogers' his wife,
yes.
Joanne. And JoJo tells...
Oh, you and JoJo are like this,
yeah,
are you?
That yep. Mr. Rogers, and this is from her. This is from the interview with the LA Times. She says he would, quote, he would raise one cheek and look at me and smile. She was referring to him when they were out at events. He would pass gas.
What?
To make her laugh. Mr. Rogers was a farter.
Come on.
No, and she also says that, you know, he didn't mind looking like a slob. He would walk around the house mm-hmm. in the droopiest drawers. Again, these are quotes from JoJo.
He wore underwear, too?
But they were the droopiest drawers.
Wow.
So finally, you know.
I wouldn't expect any less from Mr. Rogers. Even when he's farting, it's all class.
Absolutely.
Okay, the opposite of all class.
Yeah.
Papa John's former CEO.
Yeah, John Schnatter.
Schnatter.
So he did an interview after he dedicated a new athletic facility in Louisville, Kentucky. And he looked very sweaty. He looked very bloated.
Yeah, nervous, smacking his gums.
And he said a very interesting thing. 40 pizzas in 30 days and they don't taste good. So why do you keep doing it?
Well, he's trying to prove a point.
Is he going to every Papa John's location and
also,
trying them?
Also, is he eating the whole pizza? Like the whole pizza in one sitting? Because that I would admire if you've or if you're just taking a bite out of a pizza.
Yeah, that's not.
That doesn't count.
Pizza.
40 pizzas means the whole pizza.
The Papa John's challenge.
Right? I'm in.
He just committed.
Yes.
It's you're
like marathon.
Do it.
This is a challenge? Oh, yeah, this is going to be hard.
Muffin-sized pizzas count?
Bagel bites.
I hope not.
I love it.
Congratulations are in order to Cyndi Lauper. She's going to be honored with the first ever High Note Global Prize for her work helping the LGBTQ community.
Cyndi Lauper, you and I were talking about this before the show. She's one of those celebrities that you don't hear of often about what she does because she keeps a lot of stuff under the radar, but mm-hmm. she's big in the Broadway community, a big songwriter, and clearly big in the trans community, so that is wonderful.
96.5 TIC.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were